This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Wednesday, August 21st. Well, the grain market continues a downward trend led by corn in Tuesday trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Shellady.
It's kind of hard to ignore that corn market. We keep thinking we're going to get some sort of rally, find our footings. Overnight, we had a surprise drop in good to excellent by 1%, but it was still a surprise. It was good enough for a little bit of a rally overnight, but guess what? When you can't rally on bullish news, what happens? Yeah, well, we started to sell off here again in the session. We lost our gains and actually finished up with some losses. So that is a warning sign to traders out there, instructionally speaking. If the market can't break on bearish news or rally on bullish news, something's wrong, right? So that's giving us a little bit of pause for concern. Keep that in mind.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday down 5.5 at 458 and three quarters. Corn was also down 5.5 at 360 and a quarter. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for August ended the day unchanged, ranging from 540 to 575. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for August were down 4.5, ranging from 506 and three quarters to 516 and three quarters. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for August were down 1.5, ranging from 579.5 to 584.5. Live cattle for August was up $1.60 at 102.15. August feeder cattle was up 62.5 cents at 136.30. And August Class 3 milk was down a penny at 1761.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.